Some basic economics have unfolded when it comes to driving tests. So the previous government got rid of the fees for resits, right? And all that happened is that people have joined an ever-growing waiting list, because why wouldn't you join a waiting list? Because it costs you nothing. No shows apparently are through the roof. So the Minister of Transport now seeking advice to possibly reintroduce the fees. The AA Chief Policy and Advocacy Officer Simon Douglas is with us on this. Simon, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
If you make something free, chances are the queue will grow. Isn't it?
If you make something free, people won't value it. You're exactly right. That's what we're seeing.
And so, should we bring the fees back?
Absolutely. Look, I think there's some clear indications we need to put a cap on the number of free resits that you can do. Perhaps allow one or two for free, and then we need to introduce the fee, because you want people to, if they're not passing the test, to go away and retrain and not just keep trying and trying and trying. And as you say, those resits where people book and then don't turn up, that's just a lesson that disappears into the ether, and there are people waiting. Try and get a booking in Wellington in less than 3 months for a restricted licence at the moment. That's just too long.
Been through it myself in the last couple of weeks, and it's a nightmare. Having said that, is it possible to have a card-like system for restaurants, hairdressers and dentists? In other words, you give your number up front, and if you don't show up, you get pinged.
That would add administrative difficulty. I think, you know, in terms of chasing funding, I think for the amount that we're talking, it's 167 or so to sit your driver's test, and the admin cost would be too high. Pay the fee up front, and even if you reintroduce a fee at a lower level, so you're still not having the initial problem, which is the affordability, introduce a slightly lower fee, but just enough so that people have got skin in the game and they don't have that no-show problem.
Part of the problem is that it's that great urban myth, and that you had to pay the money and it was a scam because you were failed deliberately, because the people doing the tests were given a quota of the people they had to fail, which was the great, you know, thought among suburbia.
No. There are very strict standards and monitoring for the way this works. There's no scamming involved in it. There's a strict set of criteria you have to pass through to get your licence, and Vehicle Testing New Zealand, who administer this test, stick to those. So I think we'll put that in the urban myth camp.
There's plenty of people who believe it. Good on you, Simon. Appreciate it very much. Simon Douglas, AA Chief Policy and Advocacy Officer.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.